Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Well, now my confidence is shot. Welcome in, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. The second before we were coming on the air, I said to Ben, guttural? You know, should I give it the guttural yell? And he looked like,
I said, yes.
You did? I didn't hear you. He goes,
I said, you got to.
I don't know. Why the waffling?
Oh, they only scored 6 runs
who
the
cares?
Entire weekend.
They
but,
won.
You know, I mean, for the pitching staff, give the pitching staff a guttural
yeah,
deal.
For sure.
All right.
Yeah!
That's for the pitching staff.
Yeah, okay. The offense gets a little. That's what you guys get. But, hey, boy. Yeah. Hey, boy. We scratched out some dubs, didn't we? They sure did, man. San Diego
what
Padres.
What game were you watching?
Yeah, hey, I don't know.
I saw 2 dubs this weekend.
I saw 2 dubs against one of the hottest teams in baseball, boy. You want a bloody beer? We'll talk about it. I loved it. This is phenomenal. My blood pressure went through the roof all weekend long. But welcome into the program, everybody. Great to have you here. I'm Woodsy. To my right is Paul Reinl, who hit, by the way, the longest single in the history of baseball yesterday. Absolute piss missile to the fence. Thought they caught it and ended up with a single. But hit a ball so hard, Paulie. It's one of those balls you hit so hard you feel good about it for like a week.
Yeah.
Like a week. You're like, God, I got that one. I thought it was going out. I really did.
So you got to like first and you started turning around and go back to the dugout?
I mean, I knew I tagged it. So I rounded first and then I like heard some cheering or like a, are you kidding me? Or I heard something.
He heard something.
We didn't have anybody coaching first, like waving me or anything. So I'm kind of like halfway in between and I just kind of held up.
Two guys converged like near the fence where he hit it.
And I thought somebody got it and kind of trailed back to first.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I was like, where's he going?
What happened? What happened here? I'm like,
dude,
whatever. Like, by the time I realized it did drop, I was like, I can't get thrown out at second at this point.
Yeah, dude.
I'm like, just go back.
He caught every square inch of that torpedo barrel of his. That ball torpedoed out of there. It was fantastic. Tier 1s won a baseball game yesterday under weird circumstances. Wanted to give a shout out to Matt. Is it not Matt? Hang on, I got it right here from the Diablos. I think it's Coach Matt, if I'm not mistaken. They showed up, played a team called the Diablos. They had 8 guys to start, and so you can play with 8. You just have to take an out in the 9 spot.
Last game of the year,
game.
And yeah, 2 of the lower teams in our division. So we were all just kind of on fumes, just trying to get to the finish line.
Well, so they had 8 guys to start. We're up 6-0. They come to bat. Our pitcher had shoved. He had 9 Ks at that point. He was nasty. And one got away from him, and he hit Matt in the face. He throws hard. I mean, he was the guy that got picked up by the Pioneer League.
I'd guess 88,
at least,
89, 90.
And right in the face. And blood, the whole bit. And it was pretty revolting to see. And my man, they took him out of the game, obviously, and sent him to the hospital. But they had to bang the game after that because they were down to 7 players. So we took the cheap cheap win. Luckily, we were up 6-0 at that point and feeling good. But shout out to Matt. We hope you're feeling better, buddy. He's in good spirits. I was talking with one of our boys, Mikey, who's on that team. And, yeah, finally got a dub yesterday. So that feels good. And
scary season for the weekend Warriors, man. We had a guy tear his ACL in one of our games.
Yep.
We had the guy have to leave yesterday after taking 90 to the face.
Yeah, dude.
Gotta be careful out there.
Yeah, be careful out there. It's just a game after all. Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well.
Good morning. Just to address the elephant in the room, I am wearing different glasses.
Okay.
I left mine regular specs at home.
Oh, okay.
I got in the car and they weren't there. So these are my backup/golf glasses.
Oh, okay.
Same prescription. So I can see, just look a little bit different the YouTube stream.
You look good.
I think before we do anything else, though, got to address the big news. How long do you have left to live?
That's
because
a good question.
When we left you on Friday, you were thinking really bad thoughts due to some striations on your feet. They could have been some blood vessels, and Google WebMD kind of got you spun out about potential serious.
Really, it was the numbing
medical issues. Yeah, numbing.
It was the numb foot. So I went and got blood work done. Went and got blood work done on Friday, which, by the way, is one of the lowest tier experiences you can have. I don't want to call out the company by name, but you know who I'm talking about.
There's only one.
There's really only one, which in and of itself is a problem. That's a problem. That's called a monopoly. They have a monopoly on the blood drawing business. And I made an appointment for 10:30. I walked out of there at 11:30.
The actual drawing of the blood taking approximately 30 seconds. 30 seconds, yeah.
30 seconds to get my blood. Put it in a tube. I had to go PP2. They had to do that because they wanted to do a urinalysis. Good luck there. And
are we expecting a suspension coming out here?
It was not work ordered. It was not work ordered. I'll just leave it at that.
Breaking. Stephen Wirtz has been suspended for 80 days.
80 shows.
Tested positive for, well, just about everything.
Everything
second offense will be a full year.
Everything is above board. Everything is legally prescribed mostly by physicians. So
is this true? Did you take this?
And this?
And this one?
Oh, my God. How are you alive? Oh, my God. So they had to do that. But it really is one of the lower tier experiences. On a Friday, by the way. And remember, I left. So the funny part is I left the show about 10 minutes early. Thank you guys for letting me do that. Got down there in the 15 minutes before they say, come check in 15 minutes before your scheduled appointment. So I was there 10:15, checked in right on time. Okay, I walked into the waiting room. I go, oh, my God, there were 75 people cramped in a room sitting there like, all holding their papers and their urine bottles. And I go, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So no place to sit, nothing.
I do the remote check-in where I just sit in my car because I know how bad that waiting room is.
Dude.
Just lined up with those chairs where you're like an airplane.
essentially. So I did that too. They're like, we'll text you when it's ready. The nearest parking spot was, this is not exaggerating. The nearest parking spot was 150 yards from the front door. So I'm sitting in the car. I'm watching a documentary, and I get the text. Your person will see you now. I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm running in like a dead sprint for 150 yards until I get to the door. I push the door open. I'm like, I'm here. So, is Steve in here? I'm like, I'm right here. Then, you know what that was for? Here's your paperwork. Let's do this. Here's your urinalysis bottle. It was another 40 minutes of sitting in the waiting room at that point waiting for my blood to be drawn. So, again, low-tier experience. I hate it. I do feel in this day and age of modern medicine, I should be able to go to the doctor at 11 a.m., get my blood drawn from the physician or the physician's assistant, and in that 30-minute allotted time that I'm there for my physical, you come back with my fresh, clean blood work, right? That's the no-brainer. Don't send me out there for an hour and a half,
I've had the exact same experience. I know you don't want to name names, but it definitely rhymes with Cablorp.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Yeah, 100%. That's exactly what it rhymes with. And, you know, they're not friendly in there. And then for good reason. People, one guy walked in. I swear to God. Old man walks in, opens the door, clearly a walk-in. He goes, "Mother of God." And I go, "Bro, I feel you, dude. I absolutely feel you on that one." "Mother of God." It was so good. So that got done, and it was fine, man. Off to the weekend. Like, once I got the blood drawn, and I was like, all right, man, I'm gonna let go and just enjoy my family and enjoy my weekend. We had so much stuff to do. We had a 5-year-old birthday party Friday night from 4 to 6. Then we had a 5-year-old birthday party Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to 11. Then we had a 1-year-old birthday party from 11:30 to 1:30. That was Saturday. So, and one was at the beach, one was at the park. We did that. Then we decided to take the kids up to the Big A in Anaheim. Now, I'd been there for one game before. Hannah had never been, and the kids had never been. But we looked at the matchup, and we thought, well, Bo loves Zach Neto. He loves Mike Trout. He loves Julio Rodriguez. He loves Randy Arozarena. He's like, I'm so excited. So we got seats right on the left field wall. They were on the left field line.
Foul line.
But we were the seats, like, we could reach down and touch the field if we wanted to. They were awesome. Got a ball from the ball boy. I got to give a shout out to one Randy Arozarena. Let me tell you about this guy, dude. Every inning between innings, coming over, waving to all the kids, you know, tipping his hat to the kids, you know, giving a little Gucci goo to the little kids, throwing balls in the stands, really having. In fact, Ben, they do this. I don't think I've seen this before. Ground ball to shortstop. Shortstop picks it up, throws to first base, one away. They throw it around the infield. The last guy to catch it's the third baseman. You know what he does? He throws it out to the outfield for Randy Arozarena to throw it in the crowd. Every out that they make, you know, unless there's runners on or something, but they throw it out, and Randy looks, you, and throws it in the crowd.
Well, it actually makes sense because, you know, anytime a pitcher, like, bounces a ball, they take it out of play.
They take it out of play.
But when you hit a ground ball, obviously that thing's bounced a few times.
Yep.
Yet they throw it around the horn and give it back to the pitcher, like, yeah, he's going to use it again. But technically, you should be taking that ball out of play just like any other ball that hits the ground.
And a big shout out to Angels fans. You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. I mean, the nicest, friendliest, most accommodating. They had such great ushers. Like, everybody there was just so nice and polite. Now, we wore third party hats because we're not giant attention seeking turds like some fan bases. So we just wore, Taylor wore his every Major League Baseball team logo hat. Bo wore his Savannah Bananas hat. I wore my melon hat that has says Strictly Business on it. We wore those because, look, we're not looking for attention. We don't need to walk into their stadium when you're not playing our beloved San Diego Padres and wear a Padres hat. Not trying to start any beef. Just want to go watch a ball game with my family. So we didn't dress in full uniform or anything like that. We just went to watch a game, and it was such a great experience, man. Phenomenal. Have you been there? I'm sure many times.
I have not. It's
so
been a while, but yeah, I've been there 3 or 4 times for games.
So then woke up yesterday and we added a new mouth to the litter. We have a new family member in the Woods household, and it is a little, we rescued a little cat. That's cat number 4 in our home. Paulie's going to put it up on the live stream. If you can see it, there's Bo and Taylor with their new kitty. Now,
super cute.
He's super cute. He's super sweet. So we have not come up with a name yet.
I think you just did.
What?
Cat number 4.
Cat number 4. Oh, I like that.
I like that name.
Quattro.
Ooh.
So we kick some ideas around.
Number 4.
We kick some ideas around. We already have an orange kitty. So we have in our home, we have Manny Meowchato, we have Tiger Woods, and we have Orange Cat. Because we lost our beloved orange cat. We're just going to keep getting orange cats. Now, this one's an orange cat, but we obviously can't have orange cat 1 and 2.
You could.
So we went around.
OJ.
We thought it's a great name. OJ.
Orenthal.
Orenthal. Yes, Orenthal the cat. Just sharpest claws you've ever seen. So we were kicking around ideas. Bo likes Fernando Tatis.
That's not bad.
Pretty good.
I mean, with Manny Machado and
Fernando
Tatis.
But with him slumping, do we want to tie him? Do we want to be tied to Fernando Tatis Jr.?
Absolutely.
Right now? So then Hannah likes Jackson Ferrell, which I like a
it's
lot.
Not bad either.
Taylor's suggestion was Gatorade, was the name of his suggestion. He wants to call him Gatorade.
I love Taylor so much.
He's the GOAT, dude. He's the GOAT.
Gatorade.
Joseph says, Will meowers. No, I actually want this cat to, like, do stuff, not just pretend like he likes to be a cat. I want him to, like, be invested in a cat.
I've been spending the last 2 minutes trying to think of a Mike Schilt pun. So if anybody else smarter than me has one,
yeah, something with Schilty, yeah. So that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to do Gatorade. Walked into the dugout yesterday to play baseball, and like four of the tier ones were like, "Every day my cheese sucks," and I started dying.
My
laughing.
Wife said it all weekend. We were dying.
My beloved youngest son Taylor gets his baby bell. What I failed to mention, and Hannah's like, "How could you forget the best part of the story?" Hannah put a little Baby Bell cheese on his breakfast plate to get him some protein because he just refuses to eat anything but fruit. And he picked up the cheese, and he actually threw it across the room when he said, "Every day my cheese sucks." And he threw it across the room. I'm like, all right, well, it's pretty good.
I was
good.
Thinking about that story from Friday, and I'm like, you know
it's
what?
The greatest.
Man, I get it.
Like, I get it, too.
Taylor,
he's frustrated,
you
man.
Had a long day at work. You just come home. All you want is a nice piece of cheese.
Yeah.
And every day your cheese sucks.
Every day my cheese sucks. It's like it's my favorite thing he's ever said. So it was great, man. Good weekend. Taught Taylor how to ride a bike yesterday with no training wheels. So he does very well for straight long distances. Anytime the handlebars go slightly, it's over. So, but very straight.
Straight?
He was running a straight race. Nobody
lose a kid.
Nobody be yes. I was like, stop! And I had to run down the street to get him.
Dominic's got a good one. Yuki Katsui.
Yuki Katsui's really good.
Wandy
Peralta. How do we get a Schilt name? Boy, you named your cat after me.
Just name him Mike Schilt.
Mike Schilt. Schilty.
Or Schilty.
He's very cool, very sweet. And now my house is a literal cattery. So we've got four cats running around.
I think Gatorade's got to be the leader in the clubhouse.
I kind of like it too. Gatorade, it's really sweet. It's really sweet. I kind of like it.
It does come in orange. So
yeah, comes in orange.
It does work.
How was your fella's weekend?
Yeah, pretty relaxing. Mostly stayed at home during the weekend. Started watching Stick on Apple after your recommendation. Enjoyed it. They just dropped the first three episodes, so we got through those yesterday. And watched a lot of baseball, Padres baseball. Tense games every single time.
So you were waiting for today, then, to celebrate Sex Day, which today is on the rundown. I'm not making this up. I looked at the rundown, and it says, what day is it today? First day is Sex Day.
I didn't make it up. Google
is it because it's June 9th?
Well, it's the 9th day of the year, and it's the 6th day of the month.
That's right. The old
6th month of the year.
6th month
of
the year.
6th month, yes.
Yeah. 6-9.
6/9.
How are we all celebrating, Sex Day today? I was looking forward to it. It's an official day. Like, what do you?
You celebrate every other
celebrate
holiday.
Christmas, Easter. Like, we celebrate all these other days, right?
I have to run it by the missus, I guess.
Probably be celebrating alone, is my guess. As usual. Deep in thought.
Do you get, like, a card and flowers for this holiday?
I have no idea. This is the first I've heard of it. I didn't know it was a real thing until...
Stroganoff.
Until right now.
Settle down in the chat.
Everyone, look at the chat.
Settle down in the chat.
Everyone is saying, cowgirl.
Settle down.
That'd be great. That would be great. New one.
Are you ready to set the menu for the program?
Cowgirl?
Again, that's a non-on-the-air podcast.
It's actually from Off the Air.
Off the Air podcast.
Ben and Woods, Off the Air.
All right, we're going to check traffic with Kelly Danick.
Happy Sex Day to everyone.
Happy Sex Day to Kelly Danick.
Whoa!
Well, she's about to check the traffic out there.
God dang.
Can't wish happy days to everybody out there in our cast of characters?
I don't think you can, dude.
This is like Memorial Day. You don't say happy Memorial Day.
I don't know if you can walk up to women and go, hey, happy sex day. I think it gets you arrested, dude, to be honest with you.
And then we will come back from Kelly's traffic and set the menu for the program.
Put your pants back on.
Holy morning. Cow.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Woods just got a
It's got a DM from our boy Mikey that we played yesterday. And,
oh no!
He sent me a picture. Check your phone. The guy Matt on the
team.
Oh
my god,
dude, bro, wrecked my
the one
day.
Who took the 88 to the face.
Yeah, dude, right to the eye. He says, check the legend out. Few fractures and 10 to 13 stitches.
So that's around. A lot of stitches.
Oh, Maddie, I'm so sorry, buddy. Our pitcher felt terrible. The whole team felt terrible. We love these guys. Wow. They're a great team to play, and it was such a fun game up until that point. And oh man, Maddie, please feel better. God bless. Oof. That is that's about as bad as it gets. So sorry about that, pal. That looks not great. It's a hard sport.
All right, here's what we got coming up on the program today. Obviously, lots of Padres talk going through the weekend that was. In Milwaukee, of course, we went into the weekend going, you just lost games with Nick Pivetta and Dylan Sheets starting to the Giants.
Who is yeah. Dylan Sheets?
Dylan Cease starting against the Giants.
He gets really flustered on National Sex Day, you guys.
Oh my goodness.
And you were counting on Brady Vasquez, Stephen Kolek, and Ryan Berger to pitch against one of the hottest teams in baseball. They had won like 13 of 17 coming into the series. And, of course,
They didn't give up a single run. Not one starting pitcher gave up a single run this weekend for the San Diego Padres.
Crazy, man.
I mean, that's nuts when you think about it. Against a team, this isn't against the Colorado Rockies, mind you, where they shut them out for an entire series earlier this year.
Yeah.
This is a decent team. It's fighting for the playoffs. It's been playing really good baseball.
Excellent baseball,
and they
man.
Could not
at home
could like, not play to run against any of the Padres' starting pitchers.
That's just fantastic work, man. It's fantastic work from our starting pitching staff. Bullpen was really fantastic this weekend as well. You know, literally one pitch notwithstanding, and I must have watched that pitch from Saturday night 100 times thinking, is that a good pitch or is that a bad pitch? I mean, it went for a home run, so, you know, obviously it was a bad pitch. 98 up in the zone, though. I mean, a guy that doesn't hit a lot of bombs, you take your chances there. But really, the bullpen was outstanding. The starting pitching, Ben, has been brilliant. And just like we all said, easily, you know, Kolek, Bergert, Kolek, Bergert, and who else? Randy Vasquez.
Specifically said, man, yeah. When I was writing down the matchups for this weekend. And
I felt so good.
Vasquez and who was it? Vasquez, Kolek, and Bergert. And I go, that's got to be at least two dubs. Mm-hmm. At least two dubs.
I'm telling you, I was a wreck, man. That series was the blood pressure spiker. It really was. The blood pressure.
That whole last week.
Yeah, it really was.
Since May 21st, they have not won a game by more than two runs.
And, since May 23rd, they have not won a game by more than two runs.
One or two every single time. And they've only lost two by more than that. So essentially, almost every game they play is a one or two run game. It is all stressful, you know, biting your nails, watching the Padres baseball lately.
I think Manny Machado, future Hall of Famer Manny Machado said that was playoff baseball for the last week. And it absolutely felt like playoff baseball, period. I know it's June, but the way that those games were, both teams, it's Giants Series 2. I mean, you want to talk about competing, dude. Those three teams, you know, competed their asses off. They really, really did. And, you know, take your Padres fan hat off and say, man, those were some really, really good baseball games. I mean, it was heavy.
Got a couple of special guests for you. It's Monday. That means our Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, will be with us to talk Padres baseball at 8:35, but at 7:35 to talk both a little SDFC and Padres. Very familiar face to listeners of 97.3, or familiar voice to listeners of 97.3 The Fan. Craig Elston's going to be back with us. Was always a regular on our program. We thought, well, why not do it again? Craig was interested. We were interested.
Hell
so we
yeah.
decided to make it happen. So we'll welcome Craig back to the show. Very looking much forward to that at 7:35 this morning. Around that, we'll tell you about some giveaways and, of course, our regular segments that we usually have. But let's keep it moving. Want to get to our wrap-up of a winner on Sunday against the Milwaukee Brewers and start talking about the weekend series. Coming up next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
First, though, we'll start the week by talking about our longest-running sponsor, 7 Mile Casino. They've been with us from essentially the beginning of the Ben and Woods program, but before we started this show, I had never been there.
Nope.
And I was skeptical because I go, I would have known. If there was a really cool card room and it was this close to downtown San Diego, I'm sure I would have heard something. And then I went in the first time and I go, this is actually really extremely cool. What a great space.
Probably like you and a lot of people listening, I'd passed it 100 times. 100 times and thought, what is that? What is that? I never thought to go in. Went in, had a great lunch that first day, sat down, played some California-style blackjack, had a ball doing it. So check it out. It's a smoke-free environment for you. They got a great patio. You can sit outside, have a beer, look at the bay. You can sit at the bar. They got TVs everywhere. Just a great spot. Check it out for yourself. Best part, it's just 7 minutes from downtown. Ben.
It is, and they cater to high-limit players. If you've got a big stack, you want to sit down at a Texas Hold'em table, California-style blackjack, please do. Otherwise, just go to friends. Have a great time. It's comfortable. It's a fun place to be. Again, 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes. Minutes from downtown.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here comes your man, Benjamin. That man, Manny Machado. What a streak he's on right now.
He's really the guy who's carrying the San Diego Padres. Right now, the Padres look like Manny Machado, eight other guys you can't really count on offense, but a pitching staff and a bullpen that is top-notch. And there's really only three ways this can go, because what they're doing right now is not sustainable long-term. You cannot expect to win 1-0, 2-0, 2-1 consistently. They had two 1-0 wins on this road trip and a 2-0 win.
Oh, my God.
Out of their four victories that they had.
Now, are we saying that for our own well-being? Or, I mean, yeah, you can't have every game cannot be a dogfight like that.
So,
because you're just going to burn through high leverage arms. I mean, it just, I don't know.
So best-case scenario, you keep pitching well, but you start hitting, and this team is going to look close to unbeatable. If they hit like they did in April, but pitch like they've pitched, you know, May into June, going to be a really, really good baseball team. On the other hand, if they stop pitching quite as well, but continue to slump at the plate, they're going to have trouble winning any game at all.
Yeah, that's the thing, is you're kind of holding your breath, waiting for one or the other. Now, the way that baseball typically works is once the offense gets going, the pitching is going to falter.
That's the third option. And most likely you'll go back to a more normal situation where the offense gets going a little bit.
Yeah, they'll score 5-6 runs.
But the pitching staff falls back a little bit, and you start playing normally, you know, 7-4 games and 5-3 games. You know, regular baseball scores that you usually see everywhere else.
Regular games.
Have not been seeing with San Diego Padres lately.
Yeah, no question, man. And, you know, again, you want to come in here and be excited about a winning road trip. One that, if you're honest with yourself, last week, you did not think. Padre fan, even the most optimistic Padre fan out there, did not think we're winning. We're going to come home with a winning road trip. I really didn't. I thought, man, we'd be lucky to scratch out a couple, maybe three at the most, as well as the Brewers are playing. And then you see the nature of the games. Oh, my God. Like, the guy tweeted me last week, we should have been swept in San Francisco. And I go, yeah, but we also could have swept every one of those games. No question. I mean, they've been so tight. Do you hold does it hold any merit for you, Ben, that playing in these kind of games makes a team sharp for down the road when these games really matter, if you get there, that you're battle tested for this? You know how to win a one run game. I mean, they're pros. They know how, they've done this their whole lives. I get it. I really think it's sports radio fodder. I do. But again, there is something to be said for.
Well, I think it's 100% true that playing in a lot of these games makes you more comfortable,
sure,
acclimated to it. You know,
calmer.
They talked about it this week. That felt like Manny said, felt like playoff baseball. Like every game this week, close, good opponents, well played, well executed, came down to one or two, you know, small plays in the end to determine a one-run win. The problem is when you play like that all season long, you're going to wear yourself down. Especially,
and you're going to wear your bullpen down.
And you need a couple of games here or there that are easy wins. If you're going to be a really good team, you have to win series, but one of those games you have to win 6-1, where in the end it's not high leverage innings for every arm in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. You have to have a couple of lower leverage innings, a couple of easier wins mixed in. Otherwise, you know, when do you know, and Mike Schilt's tried to, you know, get everybody in there. We saw Sean Reynolds, Yuki, Wandy, David Morgan for a pitch on Saturday. But ultimately, he's had to rely on Morejon, Estrada, Adam, and Suarez a little too much over the first 2 months of the season. And as Eno Saris often tells us, every pitch a reliever throws generally makes them worse over the course of a season. So you're using these guys a lot. I think Adam is on pace to make more appearances than any bullpen reliever in baseball. It's not setting yourself well for September and October if you have to keep up this pace all summer long with your relievers.
Yeah, no question. It's untenable. It can't happen. You don't see a team rip off, call it 93 wins with that level of play. You just don't. It's almost impossible. You know, you're not going to get that length or girth from your starting pitching. And, you know, let's say you do.
But it's not the starting pitching that needs to do more.
It's not.
It's the offense that needs to do more.
Starting pitching is doing well. But what I'm saying is, how often are we going to be able to count on Kolek, Vasquez, and Berger to do what they did? Now, they've done it. They've all done it more than once. Is that sustainable as well? Because those are the games where Berger comes in and he doesn't have it. And then you're like, all right, well, I mean,
actually aren't the worst, because then,
well, you punt, but you still have to burn through three arms.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, at least it's the back end arms, and you can give your higher leverage guys.
Yep.
They just play none of those.
They play
either
none of those.
Way. They're not playing any of those games. They're too good to really get blown out very often, but they're not good enough offensively to blow anybody out, which means every single game is high leverage innings in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. And ultimately, I think that's going to catch up to you. I mean, they will be battle tested. And they will feel very confident in those close games. The question is, will their arms have anything left at the end of the season?
Jason Adam currently leading Major League Baseball with 33 appearances right now with a 1.64 ERA. He's been really, really good. He's led up 10 runs, 6 of them earned. His whip is 1.1, is 188. He has been fantastic. How long will that last? How do you manage this? Obviously, he needs to be down today against the LA Dodgers. But if Jason Adam comes up to Mike Schilt, you know, in a few hours when he gets to the ballpark and says, Schilty, if it's the eighth inning and they've got Mookie Betts up and we need an out, give me the ball. Of course, Mike Schilt's going to do it. Of course he is. You know, why wouldn't he? You want to win these games. These are important games. I know it's June, and I know, you know, it's a 3-game set against the Dodgers. You can't treat these games like they're World Series games. You have to play the long game. You do. But I can understand, you know, Schilt's desire to go to the guy that gets him the most outs and is the most durable. I totally get it.
Now, the Dodgers are even worse circumstances than the Padres. They've thrown more bullpen innings than any team in baseball.
Yeah, and they're leading their division.
And they have more pitching injuries than any team in baseball with 14 guys on their injured list.
It's all a scam, buddy.
But they're still on the injured list. They can't use any of those guys that are on the IL.
It's all a scam. They'll be back.
I know. I get it. But for this week, I mean, they still have to piecemeal together, you know, pitchers to get through 27 innings against the San Diego Padres, and that's not something that they have a lot of depth on their staff. So it's not only the Padres that are going into this series going, where are we going to find enough innings to finish these three games? The Dodgers are thinking the same thing. We'll talk about that series coming up. Obviously, we got to go back through all of our games, including first wrap up from yesterday's 1-0 win over the Brewers. Get to that after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of the Padres' win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
Oh, yes.
It's the
Padres wrap-up.
Brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort. The player's place.
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow. And I want to go deep.
Matsui delivers, and Frelick swings and misses. Strike three. A very late offer at that splitter, and Matsui comes in, strikes out two, and leaves them loaded. Pitch to Manny, swung on, hit in the air to deep left field. Collins is back, he's at the wall, way back, gonna go! Long home run to left for Manny Machado. Second of the series, and another big one as the Padres get the first run of the day. It's 1-0. 0-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Monasterio swings and misses strike three. And a big K for Jason Adam to strand two more Brewers. 3-2 to Turang. Suarez delivers and a little looper up the middle. Bogaerts is back to make the catch on the outfield grass behind second base. And the ball game is over. Suarez comes on to shut the door. Padres with their league-leading 12th shutout win of the year.
Very impressive across the board with all 26. But specifically, the pitching, phenomenal. I couldn't be more pleased with this road trip overall, and just the dedication to competition, the quality of bats against two really good clubs that pitch very, very well.
What was that?
Little Shilty. Gave us another one.
Very impressive.
It was very impressive. Actually, it reminds me. Paulie, we do have two tickets to give away for the Padres-Royals game coming up later this month on June 20th. Since we just we have a new sounder, so why don't we make that the sounder to call in? So next time you hear this from Mike Schilt.
He's going to murder us.
Oh, yeah.
Murder us. Boy.
Call in at 833-288-0973 anytime between now and the end of the program. And you can celebrate Star Wars weekend with the Padres June 20th to 22nd. Join the team for some galaxy-sized fun and secure your seats at Padres.com/tickets. And we'll give you two tickets to the Padres-Royals game on June 20th if you're the fifth caller when you hear that Mike Schilt sounder sometime between now and 10 a.m. this morning.
One more time so they can hear it, and I can
laugh. Don't call.
Don't call yet. This is just to hear
This
it.
Is just a...
All right. You got to be listening closely for that one, the rest of the program.
Yeah.
You never know when Paul's going to work that one in.
You got to start yesterday's analysis with the performance of Ryan Burgert.
Fantastic.
Walked four, but gave up just one hit in 5 1/3 innings, struck out four. Made a lot of good pitches.
I mean, he did, man.
You know, got away with some deep flies early, but, you know, once he settled in, he was very good, matching a much, you know, tougher, nastier pitcher in Freddy Peralta, essentially, inning for inning. Now, Peralta was also very good against a struggling, scuffling Padres offense. He went six innings, gave up just one hit, two walks, and three strikeouts. So, really, nothing decided with the starters in the game, and it came down to the bullpens again, like it has every single game over the weekend.
As far as Burgert goes, though, so if, for the stat heads, the numbers guys out there, Benny, his over his first 14 1/3 innings pitched, his fastball is averaging 18.8 IVB, which is inverted vertical break. For context, that's the same amount of induced vertical movement that Dylan Cease and Robert Suarez average on their four seamers. So pretty good company there, good fastball shape. His sweeper that he throws is absolutely filthy. It spins at 2,756 RPMs, Benny. It's got a minus 13.2 horizontal break, and he threw that changeup, which again, threw it in a huge spot in the fifth. He's a young starter, has to trust his stuff. really, really, really good. But his command is a little bit off. And I think, you know, you hear numbers like that and you see a fastball that has life on it like that. Ruben Niebla goes, I can work with this. This is something I can work with, and that will play at the big league level.
Well, clearly it's got life because you saw the where he was getting the outs. They had that graphic on Roku yesterday, and they were all middle of the plate, essentially. Like, the Brewers were getting balls down the middle. They couldn't square up contact on it. It was moving enough that it just missed the sweet spot
of
the
bat. Induced vertical break.
Induced
vertical break.
Vertical break.
Yeah.
This is kind of the rise that you get on those fastballs, is what they say. It's kind of an optical illusion, but it really does move. They can track these things now, and Burgert's been really, really good in his first couple of major league starts for the Padres. So no score. You get to the bullpens. Yuki Matsui, you heard it on the wrap-up. Huge escape there with two strikeouts to get out of the jam in the bottom of the sixth inning. Yuki's been really good lately.
That was a moment of the game right there. That was outstanding from Yuki, and he's been great. And, you know, again, he's one of those guys, and I'm sure you guys are right there with me. When he comes in, you don't feel super confident, and I don't know why. It's the weird way a baseball fan's mind works. And you look at this team and you're like, I'm just not confident in this team. And it's like, man, we just scratched out all these dubs with having basically eight guys in the lineup just dying right now, slumping hard. I think credit needs to go, you know, when it's due. I think these guys deserve a lot of credit. That could have been feasibly an 0-7 road trip. And to come home 4-3 is outstanding, man. Just grinding out everything right now. And yeah, it's not ideal. It's not ideal for us as viewer. Not ideal for them as players, too. They want a blowout or two mixed in there as well. It's just not happening right now. And as far as fixing the offense and things like that, what do you do? What do you do? I have no idea. I don't get paid to make those decisions. But I watch this and I'm like, I'm seeing good hacks. I'm seeing good swings. I'm seeing good approaches for the most part.
They're not striking out 12 times a game. They're just making contact and it's not doing what they're, except for one guy.
Yeah,
which,
man.
And, you know, I've got a couple of people who emailed and DM'd going that Schilt needs to shake up the lineup at this point. And while we talked about that last week, we both kind of agreed. We think it's time. When there's only one guy hitting, there's nothing you can shake up. I mean,
you can put the third guy in the first spot and the first guy in the third spot, but if they're not hitting,
they're all cold right now. So
but you know, and again, it's not no one saying your theory is dumb or that you're stupid for thinking that, because I think the same thing every day. Like, you know, the definition of insanity, like running the same thing out there every day, hoping the tides will turn. Again, they know a lot more than we do. There's a reason why they make moves that they make. I understand all of that. But, yeah, man, it's not like, well, this guy's really going hot in the five. Let's get him up and get him more ABs. You know, you just saw the Angels do it with Mike Trout. They were easing him back in. He was hitting in the five. He was hitting like 400 in the five. And they're like, well, it's Mike Trout, so let's get him back up to three where he belongs. Went to the game the other night. Both so excited to see Mike Trout. Gets K'd up his first two times, then hits a laser to right field. Guy caught it, drove in a runner, moved a runner over, I think. But, yeah, man, it's the nature of the game. These guys are good. They're good hitters. Jackson Merrill's a good hitter. Fernando Tatis Jr. is a good hitter. Luis Arraez is a good hitter. They're just not hitting good. That's it. That's really what it boils down
to. Slumping.
They're just
Jackson
not
Merrill
hitting
looks
good.
Off. Obviously, Tatis has looked off for a while now.
Yeah, Bogey did hit leadoff on
the day that
Saturday.
They gave Tatis the day off.
Tatis had the full day off.
That's a pretty emergency thing to do against a lefty like Quintana and go, we just need to give Tatis an entire day off. We're not even going to pinch hit him. We'll get to that in just a second on Saturday's game. I want to wrap up here with yesterday's game, though. Matsui's two strikeouts set him up for the win when Manny homered in the top of the seventh inning, just continued his tear. He's taken such good at-bats, and I loved so that was when he got to face the relievers of Strizny, who you hadn't heard of, but hey, one ERA. Guy has been really, really good for the Brewers this season.
Hadn't given up a run in forever.
And what really impressed me about that at-bat, Manny got ahead 3-0, laid off, but was looking to hunt. He knew walking wasn't necessarily a win. Even though it gets the winning run or the go-ahead run on base, he knows that there haven't been guys behind him who've doing much. So he wanted to drive the ball somewhere.
That dictates so much about a player's AB. If the whole team is rolling, Manny may take a walk there. You know what I mean? He may, you know, I'm going to make you come in the zone twice.
But he swung 3-0, fouled it off.
Did he call a timeout?
Yeah, called a timeout
at 3-0.
Which is such a hard-ass
It
move.
Was. I've never seen that. Such a hard-ass move. Like, yeah, let this guy just walk me. But he called the timeout, swung 3-0, fouled it off. Strike on 3-1 was 3-2, but he was still looking for something
to drive
on 3-2. And I think that was the mindset there, and he found it. Guy missed a little bit inside, and man, he just nuked it through 425 feet up into the upper reaches of American Family Field to give the Padres the 1-0 lead. Now his 10th home run. It was 2 weeks ago that we were saying, man, he's on pace for, you know, 9 homers this year. He's now on pace for 25 home runs this season. And if you count on how hot he's been, probably you can assume he's going to get to his 30 like he always does by the end of the season.
The captain in the chat says, Merrill's pressing. Where's the hitting coach to help him get right? I'll tell you where he is. He's working his ass off at trying to get these guys right. Nobody wants them to do better other than themselves, than Victor Rodriguez. You know, nobody wants them to start hitting the ball, driving the ball, doing what they did most of last season under Victor Rodriguez. Nobody wants it more than him. But yeah, like, he can't take the swings for them. Merrill's expanding the zone a little bit. Jackson Merrill has been maybe, I'd have to go look at the numbers, but just by my mind and what I see, he's been the most aggressive free swinger we have right now. And that's not really his game. He's swinging at pitches out of the zone. He's swinging at that pitch up and in. He just can't get to right now. So again, I'm not worried about Jackson. I'm not worried about Toddy. I'm worried, but I'm not like, we have to get rid of these guys and get all new guys. I think they're going to figure it out.
All right, Reynolds and Peralta got through the 7th. Adam in the 8th, stranding 2, and then Robert Suarez, his 21st save in the 9th. We'll talk about the next game of the sequence in our 7 o'clock hour, plus Don't Do This, all coming up next on 97.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.